I call it enterprise because it's really more of a movement, right? You know how you have books and you have master classes and coaching and all of these things? It's really bigger than that. It's a movement to help others grow. But before I could really embrace the growth motivator, I had to shed some things that were holding me hostage. I had to execute faith over fear so that I can move forward and really be in alignment with my assignment.
Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. I am your host and your favorite Jersey girl, Shira Renee. Now, this episode, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Dr. Lisa L. Campbell, and she is known as the Growth Motivator. Dr. Lisa inspires and empowers individuals and organizations to achieve personal and professional growth by helping them shed the weight that's holding them hostage. Now, the weight is defined as things that prevent us from moving forward and holding us back from reaching our fullest potential. She is the author of Grow With Me, and with 32 years of health experience, Dr. Campbell believes in transformative experiences. Now, I want you guys to take a listen to this episode as we discuss the importance of living a life you can be proud of. This episode is titled Writing Your Obituary, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, Dr. Lisa.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here today.
I'm excited to have you. I'm super excited because you are the growth motivator. I don't want to tell everybody until after you're in a loop, but you are the growth motivator. So I wanted you to tell the people who you are and how you got that name.
Absolutely. So first, I have been on this earth for 51 years, and many people have told me, like, you motivated me to go to school. You motivated me to take the next step in a situation that they were dealing with. And so as I was transitioning out of corporate America, really thinking about my, you know, my tagline, how I was going to continue to serve others, I was having a virtual coffee and tea. I drink tea conversation with one of my friends, and she said, your tagline has to be something about motivation. Every time I talk to you on the phone or I text you, you're motivating me. When I see something that you post on social media, you're motivating me. And so we were sitting there coming up with all these different combinations. And then she was like, I got it. The Growth Motivator. And I said, love it, love it, love it. And went full speed ahead with building the Growth Motivator. I call it enterprise because it's really more of a movement, right? You know how you have books and you have master classes and coaching and all of these things? It's really bigger than that. It's a movement to help others grow. But before I could really embrace the Growth Motivator, I had to shed some things that were holding me hostage. I had to execute faith over fear so that I can move forward and really be in alignment with my assignment.
Yeah. Executing faith over fear is easier said than done, especially when you are and a mindset that is surrounded by limited beliefs, and you are just so used to the things that you have been taught. And this is why I created the podcast, because, you know, throughout my healing journey, there were a lot of things that I had mentally on me that were normal, but it wasn't the truth. So to me, it was my normal, but it really wasn't the truth. So I wanted to create a space for people to really get the knowledge to learn that everything that you learned and everything that you quote unquote know is not always true. So here are some facts. And now that you know better, it's time to do better. So I love that you motivate people, because it's so hard to understand or grasp that people don't have good days. Sometimes people are smiling and they're not really happy. So to have somebody to just say hi to you, or to smile, or give you a word of encouragement, we don't understand the value of how important that could be, or vital that could be for someone. You could be the difference maker for somebody, even either breakthroughing or breaking down. And I love that you call it an enterprise and a movement, because we need more of those. There are so many negative things that people grasp to, even on social media. If I had a video where I was shaking my butt or doing something crazy, it'll go viral. But a podcast like this, you get maybe 7 likes, 8 views, 2 shares. And it's like we have to continue to motivate and create these enterprises, because these type of movements is stuff that should grow viral. So I love that you are creating that space for people, because it's definitely needed.
Absolutely.
So today's topic is writing your obituary, and how do you feel about that and the importance of taking up space in the world between the time you were born versus the time you are expected to leave the world?
Absolutely. So I had a lot of time to think about this, because I recently had ankle surgery where I had a plate and screws inserted into my ankle, and then had to go through the recovery process. And it really started me to do some deep thinking, right? And one day I was just sitting down with my journal, and I started to just visualize this concept of no one will remember. No one will remember how big your wedding ring is. No one will remember how many cars you purchased, right? Mm-hmm. No one will remember how big your home was. Nobody will remember how many trips you took to Mexico and Jamaica. Nobody will remember how many designer purses that you have, how many fancy jewelry, pieces of jewelry that you have. Nobody remember how snatched your waist is, right? But they will remember how you treated them, right? How you embraced them in good times and bad. And social media has really been a barrier to us showing up as our authentic self, because mm-hmm. everybody's walking around with the face mask on Facebook, and they're showing us a world where everything looks all good, and nobody has great days 365 days a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about my surgical journey, there were days where the devil tried to trick me into thinking that when I went from my bed to the bathroom, that I was going to fall. But then I had folks texting me just out of the blue saying, I'm praying for you. I got your back. Let me know if you want me to Uber Eats you something. Let me know, you know, when I can stop by. So that's what I want people to know about me. As I'm writing my own obituary, what type of impact I had on their lives. And the fact that I could be sitting in my room, my bedroom, for all of these months, and so many people are just coming out and really just loving on me, shows the true essence of my own behaviors and my own community of people who are like, we got your back because you've had our back.
Mm-hmm. That's important. I love that. So it's like you're receiving everything that you've poured out. And I love that because I believe in that moment, I can't say for sure, but I believe in that moment, your cup was empty. And, you know, you going through everything that you're going through. And people need to realize, too, that the devil can only suggest. And he can only do what you give him the power to do. But in moments like that, we do give in because we don't know our own power. So that's why it's important to renew your mind daily, as the Bible says, because things will get hard. And, you know, you have to focus on just today because tomorrow will bring its own problems, cares, and concerns. So I'm happy that you were able to get poured back into, because you being a motivator, and people don't understand that either, you being a motivator, that takes a lot out of you. And that's not always an easy job, especially when you are not in a mindset or you don't feel like motivating. You know, sometimes you need to be motivated too. And I'm so happy that in that moment you had those people. Well, God used those people to show you, hey, even though this has happened, you are still valuable. You are still loved. You are still, you know, I care about you enough because I'm sending these people, because you were obedient to what he has asked you to do. So for that, you know, he was giving you those people to give you your flowers because you were able to do the same for them. So I love that. Do you think that we don't show up in spaces like we're supposed to because of our limited beliefs or the lack of a village? Because they say it takes a village to raise a child, but adults need villages too. So do you think that we do not show up to these spaces because of the villages that we have or the lack of villages that we have?
So this is what I believe. I believe that we're not showing up as our authentic selves because we're carrying all of this physical, emotional, spiritual weight that's literally sitting on our shoulders, weighing us down. And so you can't show up as yourself when you're carrying all of that weight, because you trying to figure out how you're going to make it. And what really made me have this epiphany is when I went into my non-weight bearing status. And what I mean by that is when I wasn't able to walk on my two feet like we normally do, I had to hop on one leg to and from. But being in that non-weight-bearing status really helped me achieve a greater level of inner peace and outer peace. And I said, okay, God, you got me in this place for a reason. You have me in this place where I'm sitting in my bedroom for almost 3 months, not being able to do my normal life, but I realize the level of support that I will deliver to others, he had to peel back all of my own weight so that I was strong enough to carry others the next step of their journey. And I remember probably about 6 months ago, I was in the bed debating about a lot of things. I was able to walk then. And 3 a.m, I heard this voice, and I know who it was, said, take the first step and I'll carry you the rest of the way. And so when I got into this non-weight bearing status and the devil was trying to play with my mind, I had to draw upon that voice that said, take the first step. That voice that kept saying, you will not fall. You will get to there and back, and you're going to be all right. But had I not experienced this ankle fracture, I don't know if I would have gotten to the next place as fast. 2025 is about to be amazing. And it's going to be amazing because I'm on a mission to help others put their boxing gloves up and get ready to fight yes. like never before. Mm-hmm. But I could not physically and mentally and emotionally do that where I was prior to the fall. Now, did I want to fall? Absolutely.
Of course not.
Did I want to spend 90 days in my bedroom? Absolutely not. But I'm glad that I did because it gave me the opportunity to slow down
mm-hmm.
and really, you know that song, if you want to know God's plan for your life, get in the spirit. I was in that bedroom crying, praying. Some days I had my hand on my ankle just saying, it's all right. It's all right. I was able to encourage myself after I said, dude, take a back seat. You know who dude is. Take a back seat. Because you're not going to reside in this space. I've been in this house for 19 years, and there is no way you're going to come up in this room and have power over me. I know who my power comes from. So I had to fight.
I love it. Usually, when you are someone who's always constantly on the go, God has to sit you down because you won't do it yourself. And I tell that to my sister all the time because she's always doing something. She's always on the go. I'm like, all right, you need to sit down. You need to get some rest. You need to sit down. You need to get some rest. She's like, okay, I will. I will. She don't do it. She don't listen. And I know that there's going to be a moment where God is going to sit her down and she is going to get all the things that she needs, because sometimes God has to isolate you from everything that you're around so you can properly hear his voice, because sometimes you'll think it's such and such or it's such and such, and you won't give God the credit that he's due. You won't know that it's him moving in that moment because you're so surrounded by the noise, or you might not even listen because it's so drowned out. Like, if my child is screaming, but I got the TV up loud, I won't be able to hear him if he's in the other room. But if it's quiet in my room, then I'll be able to hear him. I'm a visual person, so I have a lot of visuals. So sometimes we have to turn the music down, you know, isolate ourselves from the noise and really get the message, because it's not about us, it's for someone else. And it had to take that you experienced for you to get everything that he's preparing you for 2025. Because like you said, and we was talking about before we had went live, that we're in a time now where people need us more than ever before. And if we are not prepped, if we are not fully armored in everything that God needs us to be armored with, not only will we not last, but they won't last. So they need us to be strong, because some of them might not be able to walk. We might have to be their crutch. So in order for us to be their crutch, we have to be strong and sturdy like crutches are. And I'm so grateful that he took you through that, because not took you through that for you to get injured, but took you through that training period, because you were already a motivator. Now you just have this fire like never before. So 2025, you are armed and ready to go. So anybody that is going to get your services or just be around you, they're going to be able to experience you on a whole nother level. And that's very, very vital for where we are and where we're about to be with the person who is, quote unquote, in presidency. So we definitely need all the strength and all the strong people that we can. So I definitely love that you said that.
Well, and I pray that your sister's rest state comes at a time when she's ready to receive it, because I call myself a year ago, like taking my schedule and chopping 80% off. And so yeah, I chopped off 80%. And the day before I fell, I was about to embark on a 6-week multi-state, let's call it a road show, where I was going to be presenting at different places, doing leadership retreats. And literally the day before I was supposed to fly out for the first one, that's the day that I failed.
Wow.
And when I failed, I was like, God, now I done cut out 80% of that weight that I was carrying. But what I realized, what I needed was to be put into a state where my body and mind could rest and God could do the rest. Mm-hmm. In healthcare, there's this machine called an ECMO, E-C-M-O. It's extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. And it's a machine that's used when, like, let's say a kid is in an accident and their body experiences a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. So the ECMO machine allows their body to rest and the machine does the work of their body. So during this post-operative period, I was in this metaphorical ECMO state where I literally was forced to stay in that one place. And the number of revelations that I got, the clarity that I got in that suspended state was mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. And I know on the other side of this now that had I not been in that ECMO state, I would not have had all those revelations. Or maybe I would have had them, but it just would have been years later.
Mm-hmm.
But they were needed for such a time as this, but I had to get ready.
Yeah. As you saying that, I'm visually thinking about, you know, how we have the babies and they're cranky and they're sleepy. And then when you try to swaddle them, they try to wiggle and they try to get out, but eventually they just give in to it. And then they just calm down and then they go to sleep and then they rest and then they wake up and they're better. So I'm thinking about you visually, like just running around, trying to get all this stuff together. And God had to just swallow you. Okay, calm down, rest. Now listen to what I'm going to say, because this is going to take you to a whole nother level. And you're like, okay, all right, what is it, Jesus?
And you know what also happened? Because I couldn't do basic things for myself, such as bathing myself, right? Moving to and fro. I also entered a vulnerable state that I could have never imagined that I would have been in. But embracing that vulnerable state is what honestly allowed me to rest and go through the process. And I would wake up refreshed before the fall. Sometimes my mind would be going so much, I would have trouble falling asleep. And now, and Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith wrote in a book called Sacred Rest, I now know the difference between rest and going to sleep. Many of us go to sleep.
Yes.
I now know about some show enough rest. I mean, some rest where your body is
relaxed,
right? You're not waking up needing your caffeine, right? You're just waking up and able to move about the country because you got that sacred rest, not just going down for a couple of hours and then waking up and doing it all over again, which takes a toll on your body.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that before then, but I got the memo. Memo received.
Yeah. Because sleep, when you go to sleep, you're closing your eyes, and you're closing your eyes for whatever amount of time that you are sleeping. But when you're resting, it's like you're at peace. It's like you're not discombobulated. Your mind is not running. You're not all over the place. You're able to, your body's able to relax. And you don't even know how uncomfortable you're sleeping until you really get some rest. Like, I've realized too that I don't sleep straight. I always, like, my hand is this way and my leg is this way. But when you straighten things out, you're able to just let everything just calm down from head to toe. It's like it's such a different feeling. And it's like a massage. Like, people, oh, you're tense, you're this. We always sit at a crazy posture. We don't know how, because we're so used to the day to day and so used to just going about life how we go about life. But sometimes we have to take those moments to really rest and get those massages and implement self-care because it's needed, especially if you are working the way that the world has you to work. If you're a motivator because you're pouring into people emotionally and spiritually, and it's vital because you cannot continue to show up into the world bleeding on people because you cranky. Caffeine ain't gonna do
Absolutely.
it. Caffeine is not gonna do it. So, you know, they say hurt people, but it's time for the healed ones to heal other people. And not only just heal them, but teach them how to heal others so it can be that movement that you're talking about. So I
And
want you.
teach others, but be an example. You can, when you walk in a room, you don't have to say a word. People can see it on you. They can see the oil on you. But you gotta go through the process.
And that oil is because, you know, we hear that all the time, but the oil represents the aura. They see that, like, they see the relationship that you have with God. And when people say, oh, there's something about you that I just can't. Yeah, that's God. That's Jesus. That's the peace that he gives. That's what you're seeing. And I want you to feel that for yourself. I want you to know him, as they used to say back in the day. I want you to know him for yourself, not just me tell you about him. Like, I want you to have an experience, a relationship, know him for yourself. So I definitely appreciate you for coming on, and I really want you to take this moment to tell the people, well, motivate the people on the importance of being that example, because we have so many people with the form of godliness nowadays. They're behind this pulpit and everything with these celebrities that we have celebrity goals and relationship goals. We are idolizing all of the wrong things. So I want you to motivate the people on how important it is to be the change that we want to see, because it starts with us, not the people that we are looking at on TV or we go to church and see every Sunday, because even those pastors are a whole nother situation and they shouldn't be idolized. They have the form of godliness and they're just doing what they know, which is reciting the word, because some of them study very well and they can recite it and expound on it and do those things. But to actually live and apply what they say, a lot of them do not do that. So I just want you to motivate them and just let them know the importance of being the change.
Absolutely. So first off, I think it's so very important that you take the time to become more self-aware of who you are. And when you're more self-aware of who you are, you're going to show up as that person without the mask. You see my face? This is the no makeup, no eyebrow wax because I've had the surgery face. But when I look at myself in this camera or in a mirror, I'm seeing this natural glow. And that's because I've taken the time to really understand who Lisa is, what my purpose is on earth, and I challenge you to do the same. Starting today, take an opportunity to say, what do I want people to say about me on my obituary? And I'll tell you something funny. My grandfather, who is currently 104, he already done typed out his obituary. But I am living this life where they're going to have so much to say about me. And it won't be a second thought about what to say. She was the person who when she walked into the room, she was herself every single time. She was the person who said to me, you know what? I know it's been rough, but it's going to be all right. She was the person who, when I called, she was listening and wasn't judging me. She was the person who said, if you love yourself, you can love others. My life has been about motivating others because I know what it's like to not have been motivated. I know what it's like to feel all alone. And I want you to know today that you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not losing your mind. But you got to take some time to really dig deep into who you are, who you want to be. Because, you know, tomorrow is over, right? I replay in my mind, how could I have prevented falling? I did that for about 2 weeks. If I would have turned my body this way and that way, maybe I wouldn't have failed. But then I realized that there is nothing I could do to change the fall, but I definitely could focus on how I'm going to help others when they fall, because I know what it's like to feel alone, but I know what it's like when you're supported, so that as you're going through whatever the thing is, you'll make it and you'll come out on the other side, just like me, smiling from inside out. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Lisa. I appreciate you for coming on here and just being a guest on the platform and just being who you are. And I continue to pray for your recovery and everything that you have going on, because I know that you are needed in this world because the people are going through. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
So you guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I want you to remember everything that Dr. Lisa said, and really, really meditate on the fact that it's not about the fall, but it's all about how you get up and the importance of taking up space in the world for all the right reasons. We do not know how much time we have here left on Earth, so it's imperative that you make today the first day of your new journey and being the healing light that people need, because there are a lot of people that go through stuff behind closed doors. And you know, the Blemish Beauty Podcast is all about aligning the inside with the outside, because we can't be beautiful on the outside and ugly on the inside. So this podcast is all about getting the tips and the tools to align both the inside and the outside, so we can show up in spaces happier, healed, and whole. And as always, I want you to remember that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys, talk to you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.